Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
your
down.
Raining now, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good morning. I had to change up the song a little bit on this morning. How many of you guys out there feel like we're waging war and we are going to win this battle? Praise God, and we are in a battle. And we're in a battle to win. Hallelujah. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, I give honor and much gratitude to our co-hosts, none other than Evangelist Terry Rogers, who certainly comes on and give outstanding lessons. And certainly they're all spirit-filled. All lessons are spirit-filled. They are directed and guided by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to give God some glory on this morning. I just want to praise and lift him up. Certainly, I want to continue to thank those that have sent condolence cards, and I want to acknowledge you, and they will be acknowledged at a later date. We are still trying to get things situated and together, but praise God, God is good, and certainly God has given us a promise. Hallelujah. Consider giving a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries. If this ministry has helped you in any form, in any way, please sow a seed into this ministry. And certainly we are going to open up the floor to look and to scour and look for a new board member, because certainly Amazing Grace Ministries has took a great loss in that of one of our board members. But thanks be unto God that gives us victory. It's certainly time to regroup and to move forward in the name of the Lord. So consider a donation. You can send it to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Certainly make those checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries. And I want to thank all of you that have sent a donation in the past. Certainly you continue to bless this ministry. I pray and I thank God for everyone that is listening out in radio land. I haven't received many texts, so if you continually are being blessed by this radio show, I need you to give me a text. I need you to say, Dr. Carey, I listened and I got something from it. And certainly that's encouraging on my part. And certainly if there's something that you want to hear or there's something that you're dealing with emotionally and your soul is struggling, also let me know. And you can do that two ways. You can do that by texting me at 309-750-7584, or you can email me at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And the amazing is amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Certainly, I decree a blessing. I declare blessings upon you. Certainly, you are blessed beyond measure, and you have the victory. And I want to let you know this morning, you have a promise. Yes, that's right. You have a promise. Now, before I get to that, I want you to know that we are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., except for major holidays. We are on the air at 9 a.m., either myself or Evangelist Terry Rogers. Well, let's get into it, shall we? We all have hope for a better environment to call home, and the reality exists without altering circumstances or negative vicissitudes. This cannot happen in this mundane domain we call Earth. A place where there is unrest, violence, discrimination, racism, sickness, sorrow, and death. No place on earth is secure from impairments. It leaves one picture or fantasizing an ideal setting of existence beyond contrast. And only God has prepared such a reality for those whom he has claimed to be his own. It is described in the Word of God in great detail. God has a plan and a promise for us if we live according to the guidelines set forth in the Word. We are joint heirs. Romans 8 and 17 says, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, it is so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So this month, the month of August, the theme has been God will fix it. God has fixed it, and if we certainly change them to past to the present, that action word and put will, we got will, but has, going to, has done it, God has fixed it for us. We've just got to believe and stand on that word. So this lesson for the third Saturday in the month of August is, just simply, God's promises. Now, certainly I want to give a dedication and shout out this message that I'm going to talk about involved or was envisioned by my niece. And certainly it comes from a couple of verses in Acts 13, 12 through, not 12, but 23 through 26. And it reads, of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. when John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, "Whom think ye then am I? I am not he, but beyond thee there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear God, to you is the word of salvation." Now, when I thought about this, I thought about God's promise. Now, there is a song that we sing, and it says, "I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Holy Ghost told me that everything will be all right. All right, all right, all right." And when we think of that song, it's an old song, it's an old hymn that rings throughout, and I certainly can't produce all the words, but when you, "Holy Ghost told me that everything's going to be all right. Oh, Holy Ghost told me that everything's going to be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right." Now, you know, I'm not a songbird, but when you get the gist of what it's saying, it's going to be all right. Now, our theme for this month has been God Will Fix It. So in this day, we are talking about God's promise. And if we get to the scripture, certainly, you know, I had to look at it and read it and study the Acts. And those scriptures, Acts 13, just brought something out. So if you go back, and I encourage everybody to read Acts 13 and envision it and look at it and study it and dissect it, you see that Paul was going on his first missionary journey. And certainly he went out with Barnabas, and he also went out with others, and there was also Simeon, which was person of color. You know, people talk about the fact that this Bible don't have people of color, but people don't understand the book, nor do they study to show themselves to be a servant. And I can't think of the scripture, but to study, to be not ashamed, but to study the word, to understand the text, to understand what it's talking about in the period of time that it was talking. So Paul, who after his experience on the Damascus Road had been converted, and now he was in church. And so the Lord had begun to prepare him to go out to witness, to tell the story, to tell of the promise that God had given us. So when we look at the text and we look at the scripture on this morning, we see that they had gone to several different places. And on their journey, before their journey, they were fasting and praying. How many of you know that we need to go back to fasting and praying? That if you're looking for this world to get any better, it's not. Because God is on his way back. We see that Paul would give a 45 minute of history, but he will condense it. He will condense the Old Testament into the New Testament and bring it together to give you a synopsis of what was going to happen. And in these verses, we see a glimpse of the promise. We see a glimpse of who would come or who had come in order to give us that promise. And I talked about Romans this morning to being joint heirs, because we are joint heirs of the promise. We're joint heirs also in the suffering. Don't think that we're not going to go through some stuff, because we are going to go through, just because if you don't believe it, you can look at my brother Job. And certainly Job went through what he had to go through because he was a righteous man. But also understand that this world is not saved. And because sin is in it, then sin dominates. And it's only the goodness of Jesus and the people of faith that's living in this world that is not going to be consumed. But if we look at Revelations, if we begin to see the book of Revelation that gives us an account of what's going to happen, or we're living in the last church age now. We're living in the last church age, and I'm saying that now. Oh, but there's going to be a time where the saints of God will be caught up, and there will not be any church in the land. There won't be any church in the land. And then there are going to be people that's going to struggle, that's going to die for their belief in Christ Jesus. Now, there are some places in the world now where people are struggling and are dying for their faith. But now we have it pretty good. Oh, but I tell you, the Bible tells me that I have a promise. So here we are in these verses. I told you this was Paul's first missionary journey. And this journey would take him over a year and a half. Sometimes we're going to go through some stuff. Sometimes we're going to go through seasons. And those seasons, God is preparing us. God is showing us the way. God is teaching us. God will not let us out the door because we are not ready to move the way God wants us to move. So there is a part that there has to be preparation, understanding, and teaching. And once God prepares us, then he will do and send us out like Paul and Barnabas. Or he sent them out, and they were strong enough to be able to understand who God is, because you have to know the word, because there's still false preachers out there. There's still false preachers out there that's trying to disturb, trying to deter, trying to tell you it don't take all that. Well, I'm here to let you know it takes all that and more, because the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take your soul. He wants to take your soul, that part of you that cannot die. I understand that we put the body back in the grave, but that soul cannot die. And because that soul cannot die, it will be a second death that it has to encounter. And I don't know about you, but I want to die once, and that be it. I want to be able to reign with the Lord, all because I have done all that he's told me to do. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So here it is. Paul begins to give his sermon in the Sigon, but y'all know the temple. Enemy is alive. The synagogue. Thank you, Lord. He begins to explain. Now he goes down the history, and then he comes to the part where he talks about Jesus Christ. He gave y'all the history lesson of Abraham and the wilderness. Then John the Baptist came and said, well, my shoes ain't even worthy to compare. And then he talks about the promise. This leads up to Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk about what are the promises of God. Now, there are many promises of God in scriptures. Each promise God pleads or that something will or will not happen, but be done or will come to pass. There are promises that God has given to us. Just like that song I talked about, everything is going to be all right. We look at Jeremiah 9:29-11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. They are plans for good and not of disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then we can go down to Hebrews 10:23, which this is the New Living Standard Version. It reads, let us hold tightly without wandering to the hope we affirm for God can be trusted to keep his promises. I don't know, but I believe God has given you some promises on this morning. And those promises, you can be reassured that God will keep those promises. God is a God that cannot lie. He can only swear by himself. So he will give you those promises. He will do what he said he's going to do. You don't have to waver. You don't have to doubt, because the enemy will come along and try to steal the word out of your mouth, out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your soul. That's why the word says guard your heart, and you have to guard your heart with the stuff that you see. You see stuff happening on the news. You see the violence. People talk about it, compare the city of Chicago and talk about what's going on, but understand this, that there are people in politics that's only about themselves, not about what's really right, not about preserving the life. But we must stand and tell the people that if you die today and you don't know Christ Jesus as your Savior, you're going to hell and your soul is going to burn eternity, for eternity. That is a promise. That is a promise. And certainly we've got to hold on to the promises of God. Now, I want to give you some promises real quick. God always keeps his promises. And you can find that in Numbers 23 and 19. Now, y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this. If y'all don't have a piece of paper, y'all need to get it. If y'all want these notes, y'all need to text me and say, Dr. Carey, I need that sheet you're reading from. God never takes back or changes. God, his promises. God is the same yesterday, today, and always. Y'all can shout on that. Hallelujah. God never takes back or changes his promises. Hallelujah. You understand the reality of this? God, Satan will come and tell you and say, God has not promised you that. But you can go to the scriptures and say, well, Psalms 89 and 34 says, God will never take back his promises or change them. God's promises never fail. Joshua 23 and 14. God can do the impossible. Luke 18 and 23. Do you guys understand where I'm coming from? God has promised us eternal life. 1 John 2 and 25. God has promised us a new heart and desires. Ezekiel 36 and 26. God has promised us forgiveness. 1 John 1 and 9. How did God promise us forgiveness? Going back to the scripture we talked about on this morning, where Paul discusses Jesus Christ that has come into existence because Jesus Christ died on the cross and he died for our sins. We have become joint heirs with the promise. We have become joint heirs with him. And the word says the only way you can get to God is through Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus was there in the beginning. Jesus created the world and the Holy Spirit did the work. Oh, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, which they all are one. But Jesus said, I will go for mankind because Adam and Eve sinned. And because sin entered the world, we have stuff happening the way it is. Because of sin. There's discrimination, there's violence, there's unrest because of sin. And Adam and Eve was kicked out the garden because the plans were that Adam and Eve would not die. But because of sin, this corruptible body is now only allowed a certain amount of time to exist on this earth. And then this body goes back to the dust. Woo! That's God's forgive, that promise of forgiveness. If we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, then that's the promise we have. We're joint heirs. Oh, we're joint heirs to the promise. So because we're walking upright, and y'all, if you don't have, if you never have been filled with the Spirit of God, it's a promise. You need to get it. You need to ask God this day, God, fill me with your precious Spirit. Come into my body. Dwell in my heart. Dwell in my mind. Let me have a Holy Ghost experience. The old time church would tarry. We would get on the altar and we would say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we will begin. It's called purging, y'all. That's what it was. It's called purging. It's something that the new school don't do in this day and time. But that was only to get this body ready, to get our mind ready, to blot out the world and its environment, but to put our focus on Jesus, to come prepared. Now, we would fast all day, and when we fast all day, when we get to church, that Friday night service, y'all, Friday night care service, Friday night all night prayer, oh, we needed all those old schools to make it. We needed them to get to our destination. We needed it to survive and live in this sin-packed world. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Now, when we came on that Friday night, we would thank God. We have purged ourselves, and now we would get on the altar and we say, thank you, God. Come on in, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And began our mind to turn towards heaven. Oh, and we begin to praise and worship God. Then the Holy Spirit will enter this body, and he began to dwell in. Now, this is a gift. Don't think you got to tarry. All you got to do is get your mindset and separate yourself from the world and ask God to come in if you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. Now, that Spirit connects to God's Spirit. Now, we are formed in the image of God. So because we're formed in the image of God, we are three parts: body, soul, and spirit. Talked about it, but that soulless realm is where all those issues dwell. And the soul is, it is the totality of all that we are, but it deals with the mind, will, and emotions. And scientists are trying to figure out how the soul works in the body. Again, they're trying to figure out how the soul works in the body. But I'm here to tell you there is another level of consciousness that God wants us to get to in him. And when we get to that consciousness, once we say, God, I want you, God, I need you, then the Spirit of the Lord, that gift, we will receive it, because it is a gift. You ain't got to pay for it. You just got to get your mindset ready for it. You got to fast and pray and read your word and deny yourself and seek him like you've never sought the Lord before, because it is a promise that God has given you. God has given us the promise of the Spirit of God. And I want to tell you that is found in Luke chapters 11 and 13. God has promised us the Holy Spirit, which other names are the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And he also has promised us the fruits of the Spirit. Now, you can't walk in the fruits of the Spirit if you don't have the Holy Spirit down on the inside, because you got to have a conscience that supernatural, that super spiritual, not natural, because you can't put super on natural. It don't go together. Hallelujah. Ooh, I didn't get excited, y'all. I didn't get excited. But when you look at the promises, God has given us a promise. 13:20, verses 23 and 26 gives us a glimpse, a synopsis, a really running fast history lesson in essence of what God has given us. And because God has given us that promise, and if we go back to Acts chapter 1 and 2, We understand that they were all in the upper room in one accord. And the Holy Spirit said, don't know why I'm talking about the Holy Spirit at this hour, but the Holy Spirit fell. The Holy Spirit fell. And there's so many promises that I'm not going to be able to get them all in. But you got the promise. He has promised us deliverance from fear. He's promised us protection for our children. He's promised us all our needs will be supplied. He's promised us that no good thing will be withheld. He's promised us wisdom if we ask for it. He's promised us peace. Hallelujah. He's promised us escape from temptation. He's promised us help and healing. He's promised us protection from all hurt, harm, and danger. Woo, hallelujah. COVID-19, monkeypox, he's promised us. And this is the one that I'm certainly standing on now. God has promised us that in death we will live again. So many of our saints, so many of the old school is going on to be with the Lord. There's another generation that is rising up. New generation, take the mantle. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit and preach and teach this gospel. Know the word of God and stand on the word of God. If you stand on the word of God, he has given you a promise that he will fill your mouth with the words needed. But in order for him to do that, you have to study and make it known and read the scriptures and do the research. And this is another promise, and I'm going to quit and I'm going to pray. And that is... I got to do some more before I do that. God has promised us an end to death, sorrow, and pain. He's promised us safety. He's promised us answer to our prayers. And this is the last one I'm going to say, and I'm going to pray. Y'all ready? Say amen if you're ready. Ah, hallelujah. I hear you. God has promised us that Jesus will come again. Matthew 24:27. Matthew 24:29-31. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. John 14:2-3. Acts 1:11. Hebrews 11:16. Revelations 22:16. If anybody is studying their Sunday school lessons or been going to church school in the morning and there has been a series of Sunday school lessons going on, they have been in the book of Revelations, a new home, certainly new dwelling. And this last one, certainly, when we look at Revelations, praise God, it's talking about the rivers of life, mansions, streets, transparent, but made of gold. As a people, there is a promise of a new home. There is a promise of life after death. And even the scripture when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, he told Mary and Martha, he's just sleeping. He's just sleeping. We have a promise. Just like the song says, I've got a promise that everything is going to be all right. Be all right, be all right. Holy Ghost told me that everything is going to be all right. So I want you to know this morning that everything will be all right. If you doubt it, go back to your prayer and fasting. Go back to reading your word. Go back to meditating on the Lord. Go back to spending time in Habo Baba Shakuro Saha, spending time in God's presence. Ephesians 6 talks about putting the whole armor upon us. And even after it tells you what the armor it is, it talks about praying and supplication. We need prayer. We need to prostrate ourselves before the throne, and we need to continue to seek God daily. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you. I thank God for the rivers of life. I thank God that we understand that we've got you and we've got a promise. And Father God, I pray for everybody that's been on this blog talk on this morning. I pray for them. I pray, God, that you will continue to undergird them. I pray, God, that you continue to give them favor. I pray, God, that you continue to guide and lead them. I bind the enemy that will come steal and destroy. Satan, you have no authority because we have a promise in God. And therefore, because we have a promise in God, he is going to fix it. He has fixed it. And he's fixing it right now. There's nothing impossible for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you abundantly. I pray even now for everyone, again, that's listening, that have listened to this broadcast on this morning. I pray this strength. I pray that this word will be entered into their hearts, and they may use this word as an application for daily living. And I pray, God, that if somebody hears this word that's not saved, that they may open up their minds and their conscious mind and their conscious heart to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray, God, that they will say this little simple prayer. Father, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I repent of all my sins, and now I am walking with Christ in Jesus' name. If they say that prayer, then, Father God, I pray, God, that you'll lead and guide them to a stable church home where they can begin to grow in the knowledge of understanding who they are in you. I pray right now, God, for my co-host, God, wherever she may be, I pray you strengthen her. I pray, God, that you continue to strengthen every family that's going through the loss of a loved one. God, because it is traumatic, it is, even as the individual may be saved or not, it's still the grief. There still is a grieving process. And I pray, God, as we mourn, and of course the righteousness don't mourn as the world, but we still mourn. And I pray, God, that you keep them. I pray, God, that you undergird them. I pray, God, that you celebrate their life. And celebrate their lives and their loved ones. And I pray for each and every family member that's going through, even on next week, for those individuals that has to bury their loved ones. Because every time we see that there's something traumatic or something that has gone on and they're dealing with loss. And I pray for them now. I pray that you undergird them. I pray that you keep them. I pray that you show your love towards them. And pray that there's someone there that will undergird them and continue to pray for them. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Because certainly it all belongs to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, just give God a praise. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. That's my show. Give me a text to let me know whether or not the show was a blessing or not. If you want some of the promises that I've indicated, you can give me a call and shout on that note, too. God bless. We'll discuss and see you soon, or talk to you soon. Bye-bye.